Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
That's it. I'm 100% Muppified. Muppets all the time.
Got Muppet brain now.
Yeah.
All he wants to talk about is Kermit.
Was it good? So fun to be in that room. First of all, we had a four-year-old in there. Right? So just
Which
to
makes
watch,
sense for a Muppets
watch
TV
her
show.
Engage.
Viewing party.
And then everybody else grew up on the Muppets. So I don't know ABC's plan. It was a 30-minute episode. Sabrina Carpenter was the guest. It followed in the vein of the old original 70s Muppet show. You have one special guest and then you build the bits around them. But I thought they did a great job.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of exciting.
I was in Muppet, like big Muppet territory. The group there knew things like how things were filmed. They had built special sets for this. So my eyes were Muppet opened. Two ping pong balls and a Sharpie.
My eyes were Muppet opened. Yeah. I just find them fascinating. I think that they're cool. I think some of the...
I mean, if you pause and just think back to this as a performance art form.
Yes.
The amount of detail that goes into it, the fact that you can suspend reality, you clearly know what you see on the on the screen's not real, right?
Yeah.
But like the first song, Sabrina Carpenter did Manchild. She was a bartender in like a country and western roadhouse bar. Sam the Eagle is the bartender.
Uh-huh.
And then there's just these like guys being jerks. Like, I'm sorry, Muppets. Men Muppets.
Male Muppets.
But they're also animals.
Yeah.
But it just, the attention to detail just to bring in on the screen, that looks real. Just crazy. It's great.
I'm going to have to give it a try. I totally forgot about
Muppets
it.
Muppets in general or this one episode?
This one episode.
Yeah, it's streaming on Disney Plus.
I don't have to give Muppets a try. I already know Muppets are for me.
It's a solid 30 minutes. I thought they did a great job.
That's a nice bite-sized piece too, right?
Right.
You don't want to go full hour. That's tends to drag.
Yes.
30 minutes? Bam. You got it.
They've tried to reset a few times. They tried to do an Office parody. That didn't work at all.
Yeah.
So this is one of those that you kind of just put on a shelf, let it rest, and then when it makes sense, you bring it back. I think the time makes a lot of sense. Now, I don't know if they're going to get 20 episodes out of this.
Are they doing more? Is there like, join us
everything
next week?
No. According to, again, the Muppet Insiders I was sitting with, how the ratings went for this
depends
is going to dictate if they do more.
Huh.
Now, Seth Rogen right now, I think, has a lot of pull in Hollywood. Right? His studio show did well.
Yeah.
So he's executive producing this.
Is he?
Yes. So that at least is moving it along. I know.
It's always interesting to me who is championing, who's championing the Muppets at this moment.
Maya Rudolph makes
yes.
a cameo.
Yeah.
As herself.
Jason Segel, brought them back for that movie
yes.
a couple years ago.
And then there's this side Miss Piggy project they've been talking about,
yes.
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Jennifer Lawrence and Emma Stone.
Yes.
Just interesting who...
I mean, there was a running gag that Sabrina Carpenter's look was stolen from Miss Piggy and has been for years, and there was going to be a lawsuit. Like, they kind of wove that through.
Mm-hmm. A little tension.
Yeah. Yes, just a little bit, but they did Islands in the Stream together as a duet. It was just fun.
That's fun.
It was fun.
Well, I'm going to have to...
I'm hoping.
I'll have to play catch up, because that'll help, too.
Stream it a lot, so those numbers go up, up, up.
Multiple times, please.
Same to me and whoever's listening. Stream it a lot. We want to see new Muppets.
Help out our Muppets.
Yes.
Do the right thing. And this is just a cool story. A guy in Bismarck, North Dakota, his name is Casey, and Casey bought a house in Fargo.
Fargo?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he lives up there, then.
Oh, yeah, he lives right up there.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a nice area.
Nice new place, you know, took a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Found something a little unexpected. They're, bought the house, needed some work.
Oh, they do up there. That's an older community.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. So it needs a little love, a little TLC. Contractors are redoing the floors, and they pulled up the original floorboards, and they found an old newspaper that was used for padding. The thing is, though, Casey grabbed the newspaper because the person on the cover of the newspaper was kind of familiar. On the cover of the Fargo Forum from 1946.
The Fargo Forum?
The Fargo Forum.
Yeah, I used to deliver that.
Oh, don't you know?
I know, on my bicycle.
His mother was the homecoming queen at North Dakota State that year, and the paper covered it. So his mother was on the front page of that issue that was in the floorboards of this home that he just purchased.
Pause.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Isn't that weird?
This was not a family home.
No.
He had no connection to this house whatsoever.
Nope. Random house. Just decided, like, I kind
of
like it.
A picture of his mom in college is on the front page of the Fargo what? Forum?
The Fargo Forum.
Oh, my God.
I know.
What are the odds?
That's really, really weird. So he's like, I felt like, you know, she's no longer with us. So it felt like she approved of the home's purchase.
Sure, but is that just, that's beyond uncanny.
I know. I'm like, it's I'm like, well, coincidence?
I think it's even beyond coincidence.
Or is it?
Like, that's, of all the homes, because this come, if something intervened, the universe, one, he had to pick that house.
Uh-huh.
And two, he had to decide to redo the floors.
Right.
He could have left. Could have left them.
Sounds like original hardwoods to
Wow. That's so cool.
Weird.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Got into work today, and we have a communal kitchen. We talk about this kitchen a lot.
Yes.
I think it's unusual for a company of our size to have a kitchen of that size.
It's a huge kitchen.
Yeah. We've got... policy here is if you see a full dishwasher, start it. If you see a full clean dishwasher, empty it.
See something, do something.
Basically, that's it.
Yeah.
However, I think, and I'm among them, like, oh, it's either still running or it must be drying. So then you end up not emptying the dishwasher.
Sure.
So I get in like, oh, if there's stuff in the sink, I will take the time to empty the dishwasher.
Okay.
And that's where our story starts. Though not in the fridge, we are in the kitchen. So 90% of what's in there are my coffee cups.
Okay.
Right? I got that.
I mean, a lot of that. And then I would think like cutlery. Like,
yes. People just, and then there's a ton of flatware.
Uh-huh.
And then a few people eat here. So plates, right?
Sure.
And everything has their place. And I'm starting to put back the, and you also know who, like Spencer on sports always gets big glasses of water, right? So I know who uses those glasses.
Sure, sure.
And then those are my coffee mugs. And oh yeah, Ben had some spaghetti the other day. So there's his big plate.
Oh, Ben.
So I thought it odd as I was putting the plates away to notice, A, the amount of plates that we have. We have a lot.
Yeah.
We have a lot of flatware. We have a ton of flatware, right?
We're ready.
You ever
for
looked
a,
in there?
A dinner
we
party.
We could do a banquet.
Yep.
Except we can't because I did a count of plates.
What?
We are missing salad plates. And when I say missing, let me give you, we have 15 dessert plates.
Yeah.
So the small round ones.
Yeah.
We have 22 bowls.
Uh-huh.
We have 22 big plates. You want to guess how many salad plates we have?
There's only like three of those.
There's two. Well, I guess there were three. I put one in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Why do we have 22?
I don't know.
Big plates and three salad plates?
Okay. The best I can guess is that it was like a, it was not included in the set. It was like just a display only. And we just swiped a couple. Like, it doesn't
we
make
bought
any
a set of big plates
yes.
and bowls and never got dessert or salad size?
And that was like a bonus. It doesn't make any sense. There's never been salad plates.
One of the easiest answers is somewhere in this building is just dirty salad plates.
Somebody took all of them and they just
used them and never put them in the, I don't know.
Dirty salad plate closet.
Must be. How do you have 22 regular plates?
I don't know.
And three salad plates.
It always bothers me when I'm putting the dishes away. I'm like, there's a big old stack of these, a big old stack
I've
of these.
I've never stopped. I just presumed they were in use.
No.
And they were scattered about.
No.
No. They are missing.
They're just gone, man.
And that's the type of plate. Those can't break.
No.
Right? This Corralware or whatever.
Never goes bad.
It doesn't go bad. I think it's the same pattern I had in high school or right when I moved to college.
Right.
It's crazy.
They're durable. They're sturdy.
It just is so odd.
It is weird.
Very odd.
I know. I'm with you on that. I don't get a lot of wins as like mom of teens. I'm not cool anymore. The things I say, I've got old phrases. I'm not supposed to use the slang because that's embarrassing. Not going to do it.
Boy, you got a lot of rules.
There's a number of rules. I try to follow them, but sometimes it's like, hey, I miss you. I love you. Can we hang out? And they're like, go away. You know? So I try to be cool, get a win wherever I can. I was tasked with finding the Valentines, you know, the little paper.
Oh, yeah.
Valentines. Cora's got to do them for class, which, by the way, the teacher said you don't have to put to, just put from.
That works.
Really?
Yeah.
I was like, you got to be kidding me.
It saves a step.
every single person's name, but she wanted a specific kind. She wanted me to get something cool for Valentine's. I was like, do you have like a direction? Are we thinking like K-pop demon hunters? Or is there like, give me a direction.
That's so broad, right?
It is so broad. So I think I settled on something that she was quite pleased with. I found Stranger Things.
Valentine's?
Valentine's. I was so psyched because...
I turn upside down for you. Stuff like that.
Stuff like that. Yeah, out of a 1 to a 10, you're an 11. My least favorite one, though, it's like from season 1 or 2 where Will is dressed as the dungeon master.
Yeah.
And it says, Will, you be my dungeon master?
Oh, I would prefer to see I'll master your dungeon. Is that...
Highly suggestive for fourth grade.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
This time of year is always tough for restaurants. People like shelter in, right?
Yeah.
It's just, it's cold. You don't want to go out.
It's too cold. Yeah.
Which is why for the 14th year in a row, it is the annual Cedar Rapids Restaurant Week coming up starting on February the 20th. That's a Friday. All thanks in part to the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance.
Oh, really?
22 restaurants taking part this year. So it starts on that Friday, the 20th, and it will run actually across 10 consecutive days. So they bookend it with weekends.
Love that.
Yeah. So you start on a Friday and then it wraps on Sunday, March the 1st. Area restaurants will offer limited time and specialty menu items. The list is not up yet. So just keep checking the Economic Alliance website or their social media pages to get the list of those 22. Marion police say a teen who came at officers with a machete yesterday was shot and later died at a hospital. So they were called to a residence about 8 o'clock yesterday morning. Two officers. They approached an 18-year-old. They say that he, as they tried to engage and talk to him, he didn't say anything. Then he pulled out a machete and came at them. They tased him. It didn't stop him. Fired shots. Still didn't stop, and he resisted. They took him into custody. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation is investigating because it's a shooting. Officers are on leave. He later died at a hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
The name of that 18-year-old has not been released. Moving over to what's got us feeling. All right. 500 string students from the metropolitan area will be taking part in the Metropolitan Orchestra Festival on Saturday.
500?
I didn't know this was a thing. The Metropolitan Orchestra Festival is a combined effort by the orchestra directors of Cedar Rapids, College Community, Iowa City, Linmar, and the Mount Vernon School Districts. They're all in partnership with Orchestra Iowa School. So they have two performances on Saturday at the Paramount. The middle school will play at 6:15, and then those who are in the high school performance, that's at 8:15. Tickets on sale right now through Arts Iowa.
How cool is that?
Absolutely awesome. I know most of these schools have orchestra, and they offer the programs like at a school.
Right.
Concert or school assembly. I didn't know they did like this kind of super orchestra, so
yeah,
that's really cool.
And it's really good as a musician, a young musician, working with other people.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
The times I got to go to, I went to a jazz camp. Going off to like an honor band. Yeah, just the people you meet. I got to tour Europe as part of an honor band, which
That's
is really,
so cool.
really cool. So this all comes up, the Metropolitan Orchestra Festival on Saturday. Tickets for sale through Arts Iowa.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Yesterday, Savannah Guthrie and her siblings, her brother Cameron Guthrie and sister Annie Guthrie, posted a video on Instagram reaching out to whoever kidnapped their mother, Nancy Guthrie. It is suspected right now that she was taken from her home. It looks like there was some sort of crime scene in the home. And they're reaching out because they really don't have any information on where she is.
It's always, first of all, it's very haunting to hear that.
Yeah.
But if you've seen anything in Hollywood, at this point, usually they do that because there's some other things happening behind the scenes.
Exactly.
Right?
So there's some unconfirmed ransom notes that like were turned into the local TV stations, and they're investigating those, but they're not sure that they are real. It was notes asking for millions of Bitcoin.
It's Bitcoin, right? Yeah.
Yeah. But they don't know that those are for sure from the people who actually are involved in this, or are they just, you know, copycats just
right.
trying to make a quick buck? So that's all still being investigated. Meanwhile, they're still working the investigation. The last person who saw Nancy alive was Annie's husband. He dropped her off after they had a family dinner together at her home. And then the next day she was expected to be at church, and then her friends didn't see her at church. So they called the family and they couldn't find her. So it's just weird.
I think one of the national channels said now they're looking into maybe there was a report of trespassing in the neighborhood in a week or two before things happened.
So yeah, more leads that are being investigated, but it's still kind of the family scratching their head, and they need to find her because she needs her medications. So that's kind of getting to be a scary thing. And then on top of that, an announcement from Lil Jon's family. Lil Jon's 27-year-old son has been missing since Tuesday morning, and they're concerned for his safety. He's 27 years old. His name is Nathan Smith, and he ran out of his home in Georgia around 6 a.m., and he hasn't been seen since. He left on foot. He doesn't have his phone with him, and he may be disoriented and need of assistance.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, if you see somebody who matches that description, the family is asking for privacy at the time, but they do need help in locating.
Wow.
Yeah. So like, this is a lot of missing people.
Yeah.
My goodness. But we do have Super Bowl Sunday coming up on Sunday.
When is it, Claire?
It's Sunday. And you can already start placing your bets. I love looking at the prop bets.
Are we getting into the, like...
What color liquid will be poured on the coach?
So not even the game itself.
That's a classic. No, these
length
are
of the Star Spangled Banner, yes, stuff like that. Okay.
All of the things outside of the actual broadcast. The what color liquid is a classic bet that is going on. Orange and blue are currently your leading colors, tied at 30%.
Okay.
Then you get into the specifics of what makes this halftime show unique, right?
Bad Bunny.
Will he be exposing the chest in the halftime show?
I can put money on whether or not I'm going to see Bad Bunny's chest.
Yeah. Do you think you will see a little bit of Bad Bunny?
I mean, they're in California. Isn't the weather good for that?
Why
I don't know.
Why wouldn't he? I don't know. I don't think...
I've never seen him perform more than clips, right? So I don't know what his typical performance is like, if he likes to go shirtless. Or at least, like, unzipped?
That's my question. I'm like, does it count then? Are we going to get into the nitty-gritty of, like, well, all the buttons, but he still had the shirt on, but it was, like, it blew open? Does that count?
Where's the money on that right now?
Likely.
Like
81%, very likely he's going to be showing us his chest. How are they going to start? Because they're in the Bay Area.
Yes.
You've got a lot of iconic landmarks in that area. What are they going to go with first? Which landmark... They're going to show us.
Wait, when the first camera shot comes on.
The establishing shot for the Super Bowl.
It's Golden Gate Bridge.
Or would they do Alcatraz Island?
I don't know why. No. Though a tour, I've been to both, right?
Yeah.
I think you go with the Golden.
I think you have to.
You're looking live at San Francisco, Golden Gate Bridge.
Iconic, but I think you're right. I think it's likely, and right now that is the safe bet.
Or I guess it's a downtown shot, and it's, what is that, the Transamerica building?
No, it's the Golden Gate Bridge, right?
I would go Golden Gate Bridge.
I think that is the safe bet. Most people are putting money on that. The Patriots receiver, Stephon Diggs, is currently dating Cardi B. They just welcomed a child together. Will he propose?
In the game?
At the Super Bowl?
Are you kidding?
Well, then it's like you have to guess, are they going to win?
Well, where's she going to be sitting? Where are you going to hide a ring? I freaked out carrying a ring in my pocket on a carriage ride in Des Moines.
Yeah, you think he's going to go through an entire football game with a ring in his pocket?
Is it in his shoe?
Also,
where would you put it?
Where are the pockets on that specific uniform?
Those pants are pretty tight.
It's not likely.
The rest of the stadium's like, I think he's got a ring in his pocket.
Why? Why would he put a ring,
in his pocket?
That's so dangerous, Stephon. That's what we like to call
Z's. Sleaze.
We are here to settle any disputes you might have with your spouse, sibling,
coworker,
friends. We don't want little things to tear people apart. That's why we invented Jury in a Hurry.
You bring those squabbles to us, the law offices of Scramble and Scramble. And to do so, by the way, just email scramble@kzia.com. Let us know you have a Jury in a Hurry case, which includes today's case, submitted by text, I believe.
Yeah, this is a really great question because I think that a lot of us get in this situation, especially this time of year, something breaks in the homestead. Say that you've got somebody coming to fix something. Maybe it's a heating repairman or a plumber. Do you stand there and watch them while they're working and make conversation? Or do you go somewhere else in the house and let them do their thing?
What do you do? What do you think the right thing to do is?
I leave them be.
Get out of their way.
I get out of the way. I don't feel like there's any way that I can assist. These people are professionals. They do not need our help. I am not, I called them because I am at a loss, right? I don't know what to do. So that's where they come in. They also need to focus, right? They're in the midst of solving a problem. Something is broken. So they need to figure out what it is. They don't need me making small talk about, you know, the weather and whatnot. They need to focus and fix the problem. So it's probably best that I let them do their thing. Do you want your boss? Like, think about your work. Do you want your boss over your shoulder, like looking and say, you really going to do that? Are you, or talking to you while you're trying to, like, that's not something anybody wants. So I say, leave them alone.
Wrong.
Really?
Wrong.
Really?
There is a reason car washes have windows, Claire, because people like to watch the sausage being made.
What are you talking about?
First of all, I have deep trust issues. So I want to be where they are so I can keep an eye on them for a couple of reasons. One, that you're doing what you're going to, I got to pay for, right? Because you're going to give me a bill of words I don't understand. So you're going to walk me through this process, sir or madam, while you are fixing a whatever in the toilet or you're helping my dishwasher dishwash. So I am going to linger. I am also trying to then learn so maybe the next time I don't have to call you. So
you're not going to learn.
I'm learning by stanmosis, by standing there and just absorbing what is happening in front of me. I think it's good to happen. The other thing is the way our house is set up, our bedrooms are in the basement, which means things like Shannon's jewelry or like my wallet might be down there. I don't trust you, man. So I, especially if you're working on the furnace, I will hang out one room, but with still within earshot, eyeshot away as you are working on whatever you're working on. Because I don't want to see you wander in the halls of my basement.
Oh, my gosh.
So I linger. I make conversation. How many of these you had to do today? Like, there's plenty of topics you could bring up. They're good about it. So, and you know what? No one's ever told me to leave. So I think that's the right thing to do.
No one's ever told you to leave?
No one's ever said, sir, I'm working. Please let me be.
Please.
So I said, in fact,
I'm trying to focus.
If they'd let me do it at the auto shop, I'd go watch that too.
Come on, man.
I got to make sure I'm getting what I'm paid for. So no, you always, always watch, always make conversation. So says Danson Eric Hansen.
Okay, do you have trust issues like Danson Eric Hansen? Or do you just leave people be to do their job because that's what they want, just to be left alone and in peace?
That's the question for Jury in a Hurry. Which side are you on?
Who's going to win their case today, Claire or Eric? Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Hey, Jury in a Hurry. Okay, the debate. Do you watch the repair person, make conversation, or let them do their work?
How do you do it?
You let them do their work because my dad's a plumber and he hates it when people budge him.
Oh, no. He hates it. Okay, we've got a star witness.
I had a feeling we were going to hear from service people or their extended family. Thank you so much. Hi, Jury in a Hurry. When that repair person's over, are you watching what they do, making conversation, or do you let them be?
I let them be. They charge by the hour.
Oh, that's an excellent point. Would you like to work this case with me?
Shut up and get them out of your house.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You're paying by the word, mister.
Yeah, right.
All right. Thanks for the phone call.
That's right.
All right. Back to the telephone lines we go for Jury in a Hurry. Hey, caller, repair person's over at the house. Are you lingering like I do or get out of the way like Claire does?
There's nothing worse than being watched while you work, so you leave them alone.
Leave them alone, Danson Eric Hansen.
Just like Brittany.
Yes.
Leave them alone.
Leave Brittany alone, leave the repair person alone.
Hi, Jury in a Hurry, repair person at your house. Are you nearby always making conversation? You let them work.
I have seen the progressive don't be like your parents commercials. I know to back away. Let them do their thing. I'm not the professional. That's why I'm calling them.
I'm turning into my parents.
Oh, my God. You're your dad.
Oh, no. Hi, it's Jury in a Hurry. We can't solve this debate. We need you to help us out. When somebody's working in your house, do you linger? Do you have a conversation or do you let them work?
You got to let them do the job. You can hang out in the other room, Eric, if you want, but you let him finish the job, and then you can let him walk you through what he did.
Yeah, after Eric.
Let him figure it out and complete it.
No, real time, guys, in real time, man.
Leave him alone, Eric.
Claire, that just put you to a five.
A commanding lead.
Five to zero?
I'm going to call it 5-0.
Five. Yeah, nil doesn't hurt as much. Hi, jury in a hurry. Okay, somebody's at your house doing a repair. I prefer to linger, to observe, to shadow. Claire says, let them be. What do you say?
I have to shadow them, and I love to talk to them and learn stuff. So I'm on your side.
Yay! Oh, a fellow shadower.
Eric, congratulations.
Got one. There goes my nil. My nil just turned into a one.
Okay, that does not solve this thing, though. We need a few more votes. Jury in a hurry, repair person coming over to the house. How do you handle it? Do you let them be, or do you make conversation and watch them?
Claire, you just need two to win.
Exactly. Let's go to the phones.
Jury in a hurry, do you watch the repairman, repair person make those repairs, or do you leave them alone?
Watch them and make notes of what they're doing.
Watch and make notes?
Wow.
Thank you so much, caller.
Watchers.
Hi, jury in a hurry, that repair person, are you keeping an eye, making conversation with them, or do you let them be?
I let them be, but I check in every few minutes. My husband will do the opposite, and he will watch them and talk to them.
I think he's more, but you're learn. On Claire's side.
You're on Team Claire.
You leave them be.
I check in. All right.
Thank you. Hi, jury in a hurry, that repair person's in your house. Do you just, like, constantly stalk what they're doing, or do you let them work?
How do you do it?
So my husband is like our handyman and does all the repairs. And whenever I watch over him and try to like manage the project, he always says we go find something else to do.
So go away. Per the handyman himself.
Yes.
All right. You know what? That puts you in a win column, Claire. Leave them alone.
Thank you. Leave them alone, please.
Thanks for the phone call.
Absolutely.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.